95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station, Riggs, Steve, Josh, Jay, The Morning Hog, Brew Review, right?
Nice.
That's what we're doing.
Yeah.
Did I get everybody's... That's, wow.
Yeah, that was
sounds impressive. Like a, sounds like a band, actually. Maybe we can form a band. We got time. We're talking about the Hops and Hoods Craft Beer Festival, part of the Turkey Run, Daytona International Speedway, next week and weekend, Thursday through Sunday.
That's right.
And by the way, in addition to the beers that you were mentioning and the great all this stuff, you're going to need some money. Because once you start walking around the vendor alleys and stuff, there's so much shopping to be done. I mean, I've like literally drained bank accounts at this event before.
Other people's there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Now, I'm not going to use my card. I'm not an idiot.
Every kind of car part automotive thing you could want in our massive swap meet.
Yeah.
And then if you're feeling really froggy, take a walk through the car corral where all the cars are for sale.
Yeah.
Find your dream car. If you're just window shopping, take a cruise through the show field and see all the show cars.
So good.
Long story short, over 7,000 cars total for show and sale in the show. 1,500 swap vendors. Just amazing stuff everywhere you look, as well as food and, of course, amazing drink.
That's right.
At the Hops and Hoods Beer Festival.
That's right.
It's a great time.
Steve and I bought Christmas presents for each other.
Yeah, I was going to say, don't forget, they also have Hot Wheels.
Yes, Steve. They do. Steve is a Hot Wheels collector.
I probably bought about 10 or 12.
Yeah, he's got a problem.
Nice.
Yeah, it's not good.
I wouldn't call it a problem.
Well, it's... We'll find out next Saturday. All right, let's get back to the drinking, Josh, for crying out loud.
I'm for it.
Let's do it.
So we have an old classic. It's been around for quite a while. It's Sierra Nevada's Celebration.
Okay. Oh, yes, please.
So this is where it gets a little different. You know, like I said, porters, stouts are the typical thing out there.
Right.
Sierra Nevada's like, nah, we ain't going to do that.
Yes.
We're going to go ahead with a fresh hopped IPA.
Yeah.
Mm.
So This beer is one of my top five favorite beers of the entire year.
Yes.
Me
too.
People ask me all the time when it's going to be here.
Yeah.
Because again, it's a seasonal. So once it's here, and then it's gone. It is gone until next year.
And I tried the Horde last year and I thought, oh, by 12. And I was like, that's not enough at all. 12 is not nearly enough. I have one a month. What am I doing? I'm already out. Okay.
Mm. So fresh hop IPA. Pretty much they go and they pick fresh hops, fresh cone hops, instead of using pellets or something like that.
Right.
And then they have a very short window to go into this beer.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
So you are going to get some major hop flavor right up front.
Yes.
The aroma is going to be hop. And if you look at the color, it's a little bit darker than most IPAs. But it's because it's going to have a nice malt backbone to kind of round everything out.
And, it's like hide on my beer.
You know, kind of smooth out the palate a little bit.
This that is... really
you know what this is like?
What's up?
You know those new competitions where people slap each other?
Yes.
That's what this is. a slap in the face.
It is, but I...
But you don't get knocked out.
This should be Celebrate Riggs Beer is what it should be called.
Yeah,
this is me.
It's definitely up your alley.
It's me in a can. If you ever want to taste me, get one of those.
Don't ever say that to
you. I don't like that sentence.
Don't ever say that again.
What's the problem?
Roll that backwards.
Okay. Yeah, you could probably edit that part out. But it's and this is, again, a couple months available maybe in markets
exactly.
And stuff.
Very, very short window. We come off their last seasonal straight into this in spring. So, I mean, the window for this is about 8 weeks.
Would you say if I went to Total Wine like today, I might be able to find it?
You 100% would be able to. Yeah.
Well, gotta go, guys.
Later.
Briggs, come back.
Total Wine, ABC, Publix's, local independents. You might be able to find them some convenience stores as well if you get lucky. But I would definitely check out the website.
Okay. srparrott.com/beerfinder. Now, you can find it on Saturday at the Hops and Hoods Craft Beer Festival.
Absolutely. Right? You got to taste that experience. And just walking through there, through Hops and Hoods, you get all these aromas that just, as you said, slap you in the
smells
face,
of,
grab you by the collar and say, drink me.
Yes.
It's amazing.
And the Turkey Run folks... You people are a genius because they put the food trucks right next to where the beer is. Really smart. Because once you have a couple of these, you're like, you know what? I could eat an entire turkey leg.
Exactly.
I usually get the beer munchies.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'm with you on that.
You saying you got it now? Well, wait. Josh has got one more beer first, so let's do that.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, before you start eating.
Okay. I'll hold off.
All right. What's next?
So this is kind of like the quintessential classic Christmas ale.
Okay.
It's by Anchor, which has been around for
really?
Forever,
okay.
It seems like, anyway. This particular beer has been around for the last 43 years.
Wow.
The last 43 years, they changed up the recipe just slightly every single year, and they changed the graphics on the bottle.
Okay.
So no bottle from a previous year is exactly the same.
Let's see it.
Now, that's pretty cool.
That's amazing.
Show it off, bro. Show it off like it's a beautiful tat.
Oh,
it's always going to have that Christmas tree on it, but every year, slight variation. They used to do them in much bigger bottles than the Bombers, but they moved into six-pack bottles, so that way you can enjoy a little bit at a time.
Okay.
So trying to down a champagne bottle.
Yeah, exactly. You really, it's a full commitment at that point. All right, this is definitely pouring a little darker than the Celebration, for sure.
Yeah, so you're going to get a little bit of a darker beer.
Okay.
Like I said, when it comes to these cooler weather months and stuff like that, it's just... For me, it's much more enjoyable.
Ooh, look at that. That's a holiday in a cup right there.
Yes,
all right.
It is.
Ooh.
All right. Now, what's different about this?
Well, so the reason I was we were ending on this is because this bumps up to 7.2%.
Oh.
Holy
cow. Yeah. Oh, wait, yes, it does.
Hi-yo.
Yikes.
All right. I like it already.
That's some killer Santa juice right there.
Right?
Santa juice.
Oh, I like that. And there's definitely more.
Better coin that.
If not fruity, there's Santa something. Juice. What else is going on here?
So you're getting, I think it's almost a... Maybe like a nutmeg or something like that.
Okay.
Like I said, some of those holiday winter warmer spices, they're not super strong though, which is nice. It still drinks like a beer. It's not drinking like syrup or anything like that.
Right.
So very enjoyable. And at 7.2% during Christmas, you're probably going to need this.
This does look like a, not an Irish red or something, but just for the color, but it does look like it should drink heavier than it does. It's very light.
Yeah.
It's very light. It's not bitey.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's very enjoyable. And again, light. It's not these super heavy beers. Just because it's a dark beer does not mean it's heavy. People have the misconception that Guinness is this heavy, bready, just heavy beer.
Yeah.
And it's not. It's one of the thinnest beers out there.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
I was that guy. I was like, I can't drink a Guinness. All right. I'll get a second stomach pour it in there. And it's very light. Yeah,
exactly.
So now, this is one of the beers you can have at the Hops and Hoods Craft Beer Festival. And I would think when you're standing out, we don't know if the weather's going to be like, we're still a few days out.
Oh, the weather's going to be amazing.
You're going to see.
Weather's going to be amazing.
He's making a guarantee.
Now, so.
He's not a licensed meteorologist. Don't hold him to that. But
so I'm going to make this a little special.
Sure.
So, Abita and Sierra will both have a tent out that way.
Okay.
For the day.
All right.
Anchor does not.
Okay.
So you find me, Steve, or Riggs, and we'll get you a sample of this Anchor Christmas.
Boom! Boom! Did you catch what just happened?
Nice.
Josh has made a guarantee. While supplies last.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. While supplies last. Yeah. But like I said, you won't find it in any of the tents, so find one of us and we'll kind of
look
secret
at
report you some of this.
Okay. I love this already. Steve, you catch that?
Yeah, we definitely caught it.
We just became significantly more valuable at the Hops and Hoods Craft Beer Festival. You know? Because I always thought we were just kind of hangers-on, but now we got something to hold in our on our pockets a little bit. Total Wine?
Yep, Total Wine, ABC.
Okay.
This one will be a little bit more difficult to find. We only got in about 20 cases of it, so check out the website, and that's going to push you right where you need to go.
You talk about the website that is attached to SR Prod. It's srprod.com/beerfinder. You can go look that up.
That's right.
Tell them how they can get their tickets.
Absolutely. Go to turkeyrun.com right now.
Right.
And simple. You can buy your Hops and Hoods tickets in advance. And for the first couple hundred people, you get a VIP parking pass. Park right outside. $20 to get in. And the show is Thursday through Sunday. It starts Thanksgiving Day, the 24th through the 27th. The Beer Fest on Saturday, the 26th. It's going to be amazing. Make your way Show Central to Hops and Hoods. 4 samples for $5 or 10 samples for $10, which is the way to go.
Yes.
Because you're going to want to refresh that. Once you get those 10, you got to try some more.
That's
just
true.
10 just isn't enough. So
that's
going to be amazing.
Some of those tents have those generous pours, too.
Oh, yeah.
You find the ones you love, you go to them. All right. Well, until that Saturday that we all join at the Daytona International Speedway, cheers.
Cheers.